Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're going to celebrate an anniversary here in a few minutes. And Rick is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. That's the revised edition out now, by the way. And also, Why Don't You Want What I Want? My constant lament, my constant refrain around here. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Did you know you'd been a member of my Brain Trust for 10 years now?
Oh, I got to get a life.
This, I know. I get that all the time, Rick.
Yeah. Is that right?
That's
wow.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's 10 years this month, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Well, we appreciate the abiding support that you've given us over the years, helping us understand change and how to not only... You taught us not only to identify it, not only to manage it, but to actually lead change. And that's been a very important thing for us to understand. You've come up with something that we talked about in the past called the list.
Yeah.
With regard to managing and leading change. And we're going to take a little step further in that discussion today. But before we do, let's catch folks up and remind us what the list is.
Sure thing. The list is all of that stuff that people are thinking, feeling, saying to each other in carpools or over coffee, their reactions to change or basically whatever's going on in the office that they're not telling you, mm-hmm. the owner or the boss. And that kind of stuff can kill an otherwise great idea, a great change. And you know, that, well, as you were just telling your listeners, I mean, my whole thing is working with resistance to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we've got to do is figure out, all right, so what are people really thinking and feeling? Because if you don't get that, if you just listen to them in meetings, everything sounds fine. All of us have learned the script to say, hey, that's a great idea.
Right.
Sure, I'll volunteer for that. You know, we brainstorm together. I mean, it can look productive on the surface, and then 6 months later, we go, whatever happened to that idea?
Well, and you know, I just identified your list in a previous visit with our friend Bob Fisher. He said, if something isn't working, come up with 8 reasons why it might not be working, and then come up with 8 reasons for each one of those for a total of 64. And I said, you know, if you're the owner and it's your baby, you probably think, wow, how could I ever come up with that many?
Right.
But I bet if you ask your employees, they probably got half of them already in their mind.
I wouldn't doubt that.
And that's what you're talking about.
Really,
that's your list, isn't it?
It is. And I think, and one of the things I like about what the two of you talked about is if you're somebody listening to this right now and you've got this great idea that's percolating and you just say, all right, so what are the 8 things? And you can't come up with them. You're putting your idea at risk.
Yeah,
I mean it's you're flying without radar, man. It's really dangerous.
Yeah. So all right. So develop. Help us with the list again. This is a list of things that are we trying to find out with this list? Are we trying to find out things we like about a project or a practice or whatever, or things that we don't like, or things that we're concerned about it, or how could we make it better? What's the list for?
Well, yeah, it's in some ways it's all of the above, but the most troubling thing is why people might be against it. And something that you and I have talked about a lot of times is I identified 3 reasons why people resist. They might say, I don't get it, or they might say, I don't like it, or I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
And any one of those can kill a change. And what you need for something to go over well, for people to be enthusiastic, to, you know, say, hey, the customer, this is a great thing we're doing now, they need to get it. They need to understand it. They need to like it, which means, yeah, I'm behind this. And they need to trust that you're going to follow through on it.
They don't have to like
the resource.
They don't have to like you in order to make this happen, right? They just need to trust you.
Well, they need to, yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I say, you know, I don't get it, I don't like it, I don't like you is an easy thing to remember. But basically, they need to trust you. They need to go, we have confidence that this man or woman will take this through, that we'll have the budget we need, that he isn't going to read another book.
These are real relationships that exist in the marketplace. I mean, plenty of people don't like a leader, but they trust them because they know they're effective. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he lives. You know, Bob, I don't like the way he combs his hair, whatever. But they know that the person performs. And if, you know, that's the thing. If you're in the military, you know, a commander, you know, he doesn't want the privates to like him. He just wants to. But the privates need to know that the commander can lead them into battle successfully. We'll take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about how to execute this list with Rick Maurer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.